Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. That's I was in the bathroom listening to Jill Biden's Spanish language tape. So there you go. Buenos dias, mis amigos, or la tanks of people out there. Hello and welcome to the show. Mi amo Rob Carsino, I guess. And yeah, glad to have you here. There you go. You know, it's amazing. For 4 years, we had a beautiful, articulate, artistic, foreign-born first lady who spoke five languages. Now we have this.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community...
Most important...
As distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami.
You know, I'm from Iowa, and I've only been to New York twice in my life, both in the last year. And I knew it was bodegas, actually.
Diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami.
Or... Me am I, as they like to say, someplace.
And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
the dear leader.
Is your strength.
The dear leader's wife has referred to all of us brown people, as diverse as the breakfast tacos that they serve here. She is brilliant and worldly.
Blossoms of Miami. And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
There you go. Yeah, she's so charming, just so charming.
Is your strength.
That's great. She also, I just heard this morning, this does the end. Jill Biden says Asian immigrants are as diverse as those dumpling things they eat over there. She said that this morning, I believe. And then also she said later, Jill Biden says Italian Americans are as diverse as toppings on pizza. So there you go. The Democrat Party is very down with immigrants into this country. And yeah. Oh, I think she actually made Jan Hooks from Pee-wee's Big Adventure look intelligent.
Please say hello to our residents, Pedro and his wife, Inez. Inez is holding a clay pot that she seems very proud of.
That's nice.
She has carefully detailed it with lots of paint and glue.
Yeah, it's diverse like tacos.
And Pedro is working on an adobe. Can you say that with me?
Adobe.
But, we are now in the kitchen of the Alamo Women. Yeah. Here they are preparing many culinary delights of the Southwest. Do I hear someone's stomach growling?
Yes, I guess you do.
The mainstay of the Alamo diet is corn.
Corn.
Corn can be prepared many ways. It can
In Spanish, that's los cornos.
Be boiled, shucked, creamed, or in this case, dried.
Ah.
Corn can also be used to make tortillas.
Oh.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today?
Why, yes.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias from the Mexican community. You bet. You bet. Oh, I did a little work this morning. I want to translate some Democrat expressions for you to Spanish. Now, realize, of course, I'm not going to claim to speak Spanish. I speak French. I know. It was the only language offered in my high school. Other than English, so I know how to speak French. So if Jill Biden really wanted to butcher French, I would own it. I would own it. But, you know, je parle français, c'est du, you know. Anyway, so here it's come all here. That's going to translate from Spanish into English for you. Because, you know, I think we need to focus on diversity. Or as they like to say in Espagnol, they like to say, hold on a second, it's le diversity. Tiaz, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, here, just if you would just repeat after me, everybody in the audience. Just, I need your attention real quick here. Bienvenidos, ilegales. Los demócratas solo creen sus votos. Go ahead and say it. Okay, that's fine. It says, welcome, illegals. Democrats only want you for your votes. That's what that is in Spanish. Hold on a second. I've got another Spanish expression here, or as Jill Biden would like to say in Espagnol. So here it is. Ven a America a vivir el sueño paisajismo para Nancy Pelosi. And the translation is, come to America, live the dream, landscaping for Nancy Pelosi. That's the new one for, that's the American dream for Democrats. Did you see the story? I think it was in like the Northeast where they're, you know, sending illegals all over the country. They're doing landscaping in the Northeastern communities and sleeping in boxes in the woods because they're so poor. Yeah, that's the American dream. Oh, here's another one. One more here real quick. We're learning Espagnol. Here we go. Los liberales, ustedes, los meronos, son tan ignorantes que no les importará que los ilamimos latinx. And that is translated to English. Liberals, you brown people are so ignorant, you won't mind if we call you latinx. So there you go. Those are some Spanish expressions that you'll need if you're dealing with Democrats, Democratios, or also known as Scumbagios and Corrupticas, I believe is what they. Here's that. Let's listen to the First Lady again.
But we can't get those things on our own.
No.
Raul helped build this organization.
Yes.
With the understanding.
It's a unidos, which means one dose.
I mean, that the diversity of this community.
Yes, all of you Hispanic people are so diverse in your Hispanicness.
As distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx.
The Bogotas. Bogota, 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 Bogota.
As beautiful as the blossoms of Miami. And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Oh, she's so charming. Let's go to Brian in Towson. Hello there, Brian. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Your thoughts, please. Oh, I should say, hold on. Oh. Buenos nachos. No, that's night. That's night. Buenos dias, Brian.
Sorry. I know a little bit of French. Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? Très bien.
Je suis très bien. Et vous?
Pleasure to have you on the show. Yes. We need to just go right to the blame game here.
Yeah.
Now, we all know Jill didn't write this speech, so we're going to have to put that on the speechwriter right off the top.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know where they picked this person from. Maybe it was the Walmart greeter. I don't know. Yeah. But
well, she might have put a just real quick, Brian. She might have the writer might have put it in phonetic spelling because they knew that Jill Biden has a propensity to butcher Spanish. Like when she said, "What did she say?" She said "si se puede" instead of "si se puede." Go ahead.
Amen. Well, anyway, just to bring up a little thing about the Latino and Hispanic population.
No. It's the Latinx, according to the Democrats. Go ahead.
Okay, but I'm not going to listen to the Democrats. I never have, and I never will. But these people are Christians, just like a lot of others that are Americans here. So hopefully they'll read right through all this stuff, just like a lot of us have been reading through for the last 4 years. We see what has happened to a lot of Americans. Now it's going to happen to these people, and they're going to be part of America now. So no matter how much we like it or not, and how little language barrier there is for the Biden family, crooked thieves that they are, Christianity will rule. Thank you.
Oh, Brian, you're exactly right. And the amazing thing, and I said this the other day, not the amazing thing was what I said, but the amazing thing is that people are coming across the border risking their lives because the Biden administration is saying, come here, please come here, even if you die on the way, come here, come here, come here. And then once they get here, they are told that they should vote for Democrats, and Democrats just happen to really freaking hate America and want all babies to die, and they want to chase, I mean, in the womb anyway, and they want to chase religion out of the public square. Now, how do you suppose that's going to play with the Christian pro-life family people who are coming up from below the south of the border? What do you think there, Brian?
Well, I think it's going to work out just fine because we all have our belief in God. One more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Born and bred. But if you've ever seen a crab trap, the crabs come into the crab trap, that's sort of an analogy of the border. Once you come into the crab trap, you're going to be in the crab trap forever. You're not getting out. So that's my little comment. You guys have a great day.
You too, Brian. Not sure where you're going with the crab trap thing. But if you do move to Maryland, that's a pretty good analogy right now. If you move to Maryland, getting stuck in a crab trap is what you could experience that. I'm glad I got out of Maryland when I did. I love Maryland. Don't get me wrong. Love me some Maryland. Love Baltimore, D.C. Yeah, pretty much. It's okay. But the area, absolutely spectacular. Democrats have driven it into absolute hell. And so it is kind of a big crab trap. If you move there, you're going to get stuck. So anyway, that's how we're going to start the day today. Jill Biden insulting Hispanic people by not knowing how to say bodega. So she said bodegas because Jill Biden, you know, is sweet and nice as she seems to be, is not a very bright person. And I, you know, I say that with the best intentions for someone who indeed is not an intelligent person. I really do. I mean, I don't want to break it to you. But, you know, you're not supposed to say anything about the first lady. You know, certainly don't say anything about the president's kids unless they're Hunter Biden and dear God in heaven. But, you know, everything that Melania Trump did during the 4 years that she was in the White House was shredded, never featured on a magazine cover, never celebrated. She wanted to redo the Rose Garden because it was a mess. Like, apparently, she watches a lot of HGTV like my wife and me, and she did it. And just because, you know, right after they did the refurb, it wasn't ready, it wasn't blooming yet, the Democrats ate her for lunch. She decorated the White House for Christmas, ate her for lunch. Meanwhile, in Barack Obama's America, they had a mousy tongue freaking ornament on the tree. And here is Jill Biden, the woefully, well, let's just say that she's, you know, if you had a needed 100-watt bulb, she'd be the 10-watt bulb. But, you know, other than that, she's a really great person. Really great person. Yesterday, she went to a children's hospital or something, and she sang happy birthday to a masked 3-year-old on his way to get jabbed at a vaccine clinic, by the way. She was there. She was at this vaccine clinic, and she sang happy birthday to a little boy at the Enrico Health Department East Clinic in Virginia. And everybody there was still wearing a stupid mask, even though stupid masks aren't needed anymore. But Jill Biden was there as this 3-year-old was taken off to get a vaccine that only 1.4% of American parents have decided to give their toddlers. But in the very good Democrat propagandist, you know, fashion, she made it seem like the kid really needed it, just like Elmo would have taught the kid, get the vaccine, even though you don't need it, and happy birthday. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff to get to on the show. Did you realize that Steve Bannon said, hey, I'd like to testify in front of the January 6th committee when they are back in session this week on Thursday? And then the January 6th committee canceled the hearing. I don't know why that is. Why did that happen? Also, you know, Joe Biden is the least popular president in the last, 75 years. We got the whole bunch of abortion madness out there and your phone calls as well. And you can even, if you say hi, just say hi in Spanish. Just give it your best shot like Joe Biden, okay? 800-922-6680. This is Le Programme de Rob Carcione. Back in a second.
To a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through. It is a sad day.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio...
Wow. Hey, did you hear a Hispanic man was stabbed, stabbed by a woman and then stabbed a thug to death in a bodega in New York. And the district attorney hasn't even charged the woman with stabbing the bodega worker, because even though she actually stabbed the bodega, according to Jill Biden, the bodega's worker first. And so the AG, the Attorney General, I guess in Spanish, who is bought and paid for by George Soros, decided to throw the bodega worker into Rikers Island with a cash bail of about $250,000. And the girlfriend who stabbed him first is not in jail. That's the that's how do you say going to hell in a handbasket? America is going to hell in a handbasket in Spanish. Hold on a second. Let me try this real quick here. I'm going to type it in my Spanish language translator. Hold on. Let's see here. This is all. I'm doing this on the fly. America is going to hell in a hand basket. Okay. Okay. Here we go. America se va al inferiano en una canasta de mano. Bodega. That's America is going to hell in a handbasket in Jill Biden's Spanish. So there you go. That's good to know that she is a first lady. And you know what is even better is that this well-spoken man, Joe Biden, is our president.
Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
That's right.
You need to stay unified.
Get ready, pal. You're in a problem. Bodega.
Now we look at 2022.
Bodega. Yeah.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
Yeah, you're
we
gunning.
Need to stay unified.
Yeah, you're gunning for a problem there. Yeah. Oh, and then if it's not for him, we got Kamala Harris.
She's border czar, but won't go to the border.
She's well-spoken, too.
From Mexico, she stays so very far.
For a third grader.
She doesn't seem to care about law and order.
Sing along, Kamala.
Responsibility, she's always shirking.
Shirking?
Maybe she's relaxing in some spa.
She's done a lot of shirking.
It's seldom that you'll ever see her working. Kamala! 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 I know that it's a mystery. That Kamala!
That was me whistling.
Kamala! Could somehow become the VP. You know she wants to move into the White House.
That's never gonna happen.
She can't wait to become the left's new star. Disaster it would be. What a tragedy if somehow she became the president. Miss Kamala.
And even though our president is very brain-addled, and even the New York Times admits that he shouldn't be the president anymore, and there's left-wing groups that are suddenly now just waking up and saying, hey, maybe we could actually use this 25th Amendment because the president has Alzheimer's or something. It's kind of great. So the next best bet for the Democrats who made this bed that we all have to lie in because, they stole the election. Here is the vice president of the United States who has been given the title of border czar, has done nothing, has been, I think she's space czar or something, has nothing there. She had nothing to do with the new telescope in space. But anyway, he says that she is the vice president of the United States for a reason, because she's responsible and she gets things done.
But more important, I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue.
That is just fantastic. Hold on. I got to hear this again. I got to hear this from the woman who is in the position that she's in because she checked a couple of boxes. All right. Not a smart woman at all. Repeats herself all the time. Makes Jill Biden look like, a Nobel laureate. Here she is again.
But more important.
Yes, more important. Yes.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue.
So just real quick, for the people who are Spanish speakers of Hispanic descent, the vice president or the president's wife, Jill Biden, spoke at a Latinx Inclusion conference. This is what the Democrat Party thinks of you. I know it's insulting. It really, really is. Her mispronunciations only mask the real problem with the Democrat Party. They look down their noses at you. More coming up. Stick around. It's the Rob Carson Show, Rage Against the Machine. Oh, they're all, you know, very pro-abortion, Rage Against the Machine. Not a big surprise, Rage Against the Machine. I do love the band. I've loved their music for a long time, and even though they are politically misguided, liberals, when they're really pissed off, occasionally make really good music. Like, Green Day. Green Day. They did American Idiot when Joe Biden, or when George Bush was the president. It was a really good album because they were really mad, even though misguided. They were really mad and misguided. But their tunes are catchy. They're just catchy as heck. Gosh darn it. So, Dick Morris is a friend of the show. Gotten to know Dick Morris over the last couple of years, got a brand new book out, and it's called The Return, and it's revealing Trump's secret plan for 2024. Not so secret when you think about the video of the plane that he just unveiled with the sign that said Trump 2024. But Dick Morris has the real reason for running and his coming surprise announcement, by the way. This should be very interesting. I'm waiting to get my copy of the book. I can't cannot wait to get to it. Now, I started writing for Rush Limbaugh in about 1989. And some of the things I did was during the Clinton administration when he was Dick Morris was an advisor I remember that he kind of, and then he saw the light. And now he's a terrific, terrific commentator. I've had the opportunity to dine with him. The Return is in bookstores everywhere. Or you can see the free offer from Newsmax. What? Yes. Save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com, thereturn911.com. That is thereturn911.com. Get a free copy of the book. There you go. I cannot wait to, and we're going to get him on next week. So Jill Biden faced mockery and ridicule after she spoke at the Latinx Inclusion Conference. This is so, so ungodly insulting to Hispanics in this country. It was at the Grand Hyatt River Walk in San Antonio, and it was Monday. It was yesterday. And it's kind of funny that she was in San Antonio, and I played her butchering the Spanish language and then played Jan Hooks from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, where she, you know, Pee-wee went to the Alamo to find the basement so he could get his bike, and Jan Hooks was the tour guide there. Not like the tour guides at Thomas Jefferson's Monticello, which now actually literally rip the ex-president, the dead president, and the history of the country. I wish I were kidding, but I'm not. That's what you're going to get if you go to Monticello. They really have books in the bookshop by Ibram X. Kendi. I wish I were kidding. But honestly, aren't we just getting a little tired of this crap? Just everything in general? Tired of this crap? You know, everything from COVID to Afghanistan to the economy to energy independence to crime in this country. I mean, my God in heaven, a 10 and a 13-year-old turned themselves in Philadelphia because they beat to death a 73-year-old man with traffic cones. Aren't you just about tired of all of this crap? Well, they are in Sri Lanka. They are in Sri Lanka. I've got some audio. Glenn Beck is, I like Glenn Beck when he started off originally. He's become a little morose for my liking. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. But he has some commentary on what's happening in our country, particularly the Midwest and Sri Lanka. I'll share that very shortly. But I want you to just, real quick, you've got a party and a movement in this country that is made up of Karens. Now, I came up with... Well, I observed Karens back in the 1990s when I was in very liberal Minneapolis doing morning radio. And I would have a group of white women from the suburbs who would call and were willing to step in and be offended for everybody. So if it was, you know, a Native American mascot, I'd say, oh, okay, all right, so you don't like the, you know, whatever mascot, the Seminoles, because it's a Native American. Okay, are you a Native American? No, I'm not, but I know somebody who is. Well, that's blossomed. And now you've got rich, elite, white liberals like Jill Biden willing to step in and say, you know, honestly, you Latinos and Latinas, you really should call yourself Latinx. And you should go to the Inclusion Conference, to which most people who are, Hispanic, I don't know, Hispanic origin, I should say people who are, I guess, the progeny of Central South America and Mexico who speak Spanish, right? Okay, those are Hispanics. So whatever, anyway, we'll just say it. But she's willing to step in and say, I think that your language, the Romance language of Spanish, which is related to French, which has is based on male and female, you know, identities. We need to change that for you, because we're the same people who said after George Floyd was murdered that we had to get rid of Aunt Jemima, even though Aunt Jemima's family said, no, she made us famous and made us a lot of money and she was a hero. Please don't take away Aunt Jemima. Okay, you took away Aunt Jemima. Or because George Floyd was killed, we got to get rid of Uncle Ben's rice. Because, you know, everybody looks at Uncle Ben's rice and goes, oh, my God, that's so racist. Oh, it's five for a dollar. Let's get some. Really? This is what you're up against. They are so insulting to everybody. They think they're so much smarter than everybody, but they're really complete buffoons and ignoramuses, as I exemplified in the first half hour of the program, featuring just sound bites from Jill Biden, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. And I think the American people and Latinos and Latinas, oh, by the way, I will never refer to Latinos and Latinos as Latinx, because it's an insult. What's next? What are they going to, are you going to be Italianx? Are you going to be Irinx? Irish? Going to be Irinx? No, those are people from Jamaica. They're Irinx. No, okay, whatever. But it's so ungodly offensive and stupid, and you know, we focus on being offended. The world is offended. There's a cottage industry called Big Offense in this country, and if people are offended in a nation that has the First Amendment, you can literally make a living being a someone who comes in and educates people and sensitivity training and all of this, and then you can write books about white supremacy and all this stuff. But honestly, When this isn't, this is more than just being offensive. When Jill Biden says, you know, bodegas and Latinx in Cluxion, it's an insult to your culture. It's an insult to even taking the time to learn the culture before you decide to make decisions for them wholesale. How about you learn how proud the Hispanics coming across the border, or maybe they're expats, or maybe they're born here, how proud they are of their heritage while being proud of being Americans, because that's what they came here. So you get the double whammy of coming here to the United States because you dream of the United States. And finally, it looks like Joe Biden's giving you a backdoor way to get in here. You shouldn't be allowed to come in illegally. No, sorry. But I understand the reason why you want to come here, because the countries you're coming from are bleep hole countries. You know, all they have to do is adopt some of the same principles that the United States has to become the greatest engine of individual and economic freedom in the history of mankind. That's all you got to do, rather than sitting there scratching your, how do you say, you know, your private parts in Spanish? Anyway, scratching your whatevers and going, I don't know, let's just bleed all of our people out of our country into North America, into the United States. And then after all these people who are, by the way, very down with the concept of family, traditional family, God, and they're not very into the old abortion thing, all right? And they come here and the Democrats lay down the welcome mat and say, welcome, brown people. We have jobs doing landscaping for you. And all we ask for is that you give us your votes. You Latinx people. Yes. Just give us your votes and vote for the party that hates America, hates God, and loves abortion. How do you think that's going to work out for you? Well, that's why recent polls show that Joe Biden is polling at about 24% with Hispanics. That's pretty much why. Yeah. And 64% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run again because, you know, he's completely mentally unable to do the task. And honestly, the rest of us are insulted that the Democrat Party still tries to believe he's perfectly fine. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday being confronted about the 64% of Democrats who don't want Joe Biden to run again in 2024. Psst, he's not going to, because if he's alive, and I'm not meaning to be mean, if he's alive, he won't be able to run. I'm just being honest here. I've had people with dementia actually live in our home. My Aunt Blanche and my grandma, they came and lived in our house. Yeah.
And I would also say from that very same poll, there were 92% of Democrats who support this president as well. Look, you know,
Where did you get that poll?
Not to be not get into...
98% of people under 30 think that Joe Biden shouldn't run again.
You know, politics from here or get into any political analysis. You know, this is not something... You know, there's going to be many polls. They're going to go up or they're going to go down.
Oh, they're pretty much going all down. Unless you say disapproval, that's going up.
This is not the thing that we are solely focused on.
Okay. All right. You know the expression that I like to say with regard to Hunter Biden's laptop and the mainstream media and Democrat Party and big social media saying it was fake? I said, yeah, it is. It's real. And you know why I know that? Because I'm not stupid. And the same goes with Russia collusion. As Rachel Maddow on MSNBC said, there was Russia collusion between Trump and Russia for 2 years. And now she doesn't. She's not working anymore, really. She's just doing it part time, you know, because she made a complete fool of herself for 2 years, you know. And all of this, we're not stupid. All right. The election of 2020, the day after the election, I couldn't even question the results of the election the day after. Facebook took my page down without explanation and no recourse. And I said, you know, the reason why I think maybe there was some chicanery with the election is, you know, the 1,200 affidavits, sworn affidavits from people who witnessed it, and the, you know, the nursing homes in Wisconsin and the drop boxes and all that stuff. And I said, you know, the reason why, because I'm not stupid. I'm really not stupid. Don't you get tired of being played? Don't you get tired of being told you're stupid? Joe Biden's doing a really crappy job as the president, and the country's going to hell in a handbasket. And everybody knows it. Everybody freaking knows it. The emperor is not only naked, he's on a parade float. There's a stripper pole in the middle there. We put that for Hunter Biden. Stripper pole, spotlights. There's a marching man in front of the car. The car is a 73 Continental with a ragtop. And big cow horns right on the front of that. Big cow horns right on the front of that thing. It's honking. And the emperor is naked on that float. We're not stupid, and your house of cards is coming down. It's coming down. Let's not send the country down with it, right? 800-922-6680. A little bit more on this, and I want to get into what's happening in American inner cities. Some toddlers in Minneapolis who have been on the planet for about 2 years, who've been brought up with defund the police, pigs in a blanket, fry up like bacon, toddlers attack the police. I wish I could say this weren't true. 2 and 3 year olds attacking the police using profanity like a bad episode of the Jerry Springer Show. Yeah. Yeah. It's time to stop the either get off the Titanic or in this sinking ship with the 25th Amendment. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Opinions are easy. Entertaining? Not so much. It's The Rob Carson Show.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, that's Jill.
So say it with
Jill
me.
Biden.
Si se puede.
Yeah, Jill Biden tried to speak Spanish a few months ago, and then she tried it again yesterday. Bodegas, that's what they are. Those little stores in New York, they're bodegas, by the way, in case you didn't know. Okay, let's do a little more, a little more Spanish language here. This is Jill Biden's Spanish language tape. I'm going to read it like she would, and then I'll tell you what it means. Here we go. El cerebro de Joe Biden está roto, which means Joe Biden's brain is broken. Kamala Harris es una pesadilla para los demócratas, which means Kamala Harris is a nightmare for Democrats. There you go. I know you guys are saying it right along with me. And another one here, real quick here. Demócratas, los demócratas están totalmente a la muerte on 2022 y 2024, which means Democrats are completely screwed in 2022 and 2024. There you go. Latinx people everywhere, formerly Latinos and Latin Oz, the Democrat Party, and white women, white liberals think that you should be called Latinx instead of, you know, what you're proud of. Because, you know, they know better. Yeah. Just unbelievable. Joe Biden was heckled yesterday. I'll get to that in a second by a Parkland shooting survivor or shooting's father. Actually, we'll get to that. Joe Biden is the least popular president in the last 25 years, by the way. I'll have to do that in Spanish. I don't have it in front of me. President Biden's approval rating 18 months into his presidencia, I think that's how they say it, is lower than any president in more than 75 years, according to 538 polling on Monday. His approval rating dropped to 38.4%, is historically lower than any other modern-day president, although some polls this week has actually set as low as 29%. So Biden's 18 months into his presidency, worse than Donald Trump at 42, Barack Obama at 46, by the way, George W. Bush, 66, Bill Clinton, 69. Just kidding, 46 on Bill Clinton. George H. W. Bush, 63, Ronald Reagan, 44. Where's Jimmy Carter? Is Jimmy Carter in here? 28%. Okay, so there you go. Yeah, but it's the basically the lowest approval rating of any president in the last 75 years. 75 years. Because he's doing a terrible job. He's doing a terrible, a terrible job. I'm not, unless I have my Spanish translator, I'm not going to try it. Father of a Parkland shooting victim confronted Joe Biden yesterday. And Joe Biden told him to sit down before he was booted out. There was a big gun law celebration at the White House lawn yesterday. A bunch of Republicans signed on to this new gun law, which will prevent no shootings like what just happened in Highland Park, Illinois, because all of the laws essentially that were in this bill that the Republicans and Democrats signed, they were already in effect in Highland Park, Illinois. They were already there, and they did precisely nothing to prevent it. That said, here is Joe Biden being heckled by the father of the Parkland high school shooting victim.
Many things. It's proof that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake, sit down, you'll hear what I have to say. If you think you...
Saying I've been trying to tell this for years.
Let me finish my comment. Let him talk. Let him talk. No one. Okay.
All right. Now, Millie, not get him out of here, security. Just get him out of here. So that happened yesterday. He was heckled in Delaware. Somebody yelled at him on his bike and said, "Where are your bleeping training wheels?" Among other things. That's terrible. And, oh, and by the way, listen to this. A retired U.S. lieutenant general has been suspended from his job as a military contractor because he tweeted about Jill Biden, the woman who can't speak Spanish at all. Biden tweeted, "For nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make our own decisions about our bodies. Today, that right was stolen." Volisky said, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is." That insult to the dear leader's wife has caused him to be sidelined, by the way, and not be able to make a living. Because you know what? We live in America in 2022 when the Democrats are in charge, but not for much longer. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. Don't you just love institutional ads for life insurance? Well, this isn't one of them. Hey, it's Rob Carson for Fabric Life Insurance. I know your time is valuable, but Fabric has incredible term life insurance policies that can be customized to your family, and you can be up and running in as little as 10 minutes. Fabric was built by parents for parents to make it easier to manage your family's finances. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply. See your quote and then personalize it to fit your family's needs. Fabric's new lower prices means significant savings over other providers with great quality choices like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. I would insert a cup of coffee comparison here, but thanks to the White House, it's far more expensive than a dollar a day. Protect your family's future with Fabric. Apply today in just 10 minutes at Fabric.com/Newsmax. That's Fabric.com/Newsmax. Fabric Insurance Agency policies issued by Vantage Life, not available in New York and Montana. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Buenos dias, Latinos. I was just doing a little Jill Biden impression there.
The understanding that the diversity of this community as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx,
yeah.
as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
There you go, all of you Latinx people who used to be Latinos and Latinas. You're very proudly Latinos and Latinas. The Biden administration and Democrats have decided that you are going to be called Latinx, and you are going to like it, and you're going to listen to butchered Spanish from people who don't speak the language. And I believe, isn't Jill Biden, isn't she a doctor of English? Isn't she? Didn't she teach English? Is that what she's... certainly not Spanish. certainly not Spanish. You know, a lot of people are beginning to regret voting for Joe Biden. It's kind of weird.
I voted for Biden back in 2020, and I seriously regret it.
In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden, and I now see that as a mistake.
I voted for Biden in 2020, and I definitely regret voting for him. I will not do it again.
Folks, the people of this nation have spoken.
And a lot of them were dead, and a lot of them spoke for, like, a bunch of other people. You know, like putting their names on a fake ballot and putting them into a ballot box that was unmanned, but videotaped and actually featured in a movie called 2,000 Mules.
They've delivered us a clear victory.
Growing up, I thought that Democrats were for everybody.
This is Chris McCulloch from Kansas City.
You know, especially, I say, specifically for black people. And I
No. You see, the Democrat Party is the party of slavery and Jim Crow and the New Deal and the Great Society and all that stuff.
And I had that. I was programmed in a sense with that Democratic, you know, savior type of situation. Going into, you know, the 2020 election, I was all for Biden. That's who I voted for.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Biden's going to have change. He's you know, for everyone. And I was underneath the impression.
You know, it's kind of interesting. There was this big movement on social media on Facebook, and it was called the Walk Away Movement. Do you remember this? And there were half a million people in the Walk Away Movement. They're walking away from the Democrat Party. And most of them were people of color because they realized how much they've been played. I have said this for years. I said, what does the Democrat Party do to everybody, but particularly those they consider to be in impacted communities, minority communities? They use you. They promise you stuff. And then when the election happens, they get up, they leave some money on the dresser, and they walk out. There you go. And that guy just now got it. But the walk away movement disappeared off Facebook. Like right before, I believe it was right before, right after the election, completely gone. And the people who created the walkaway movement organically lost every person, every video, every inkling that they even existed. But that's the party we're dealing with. That's the totalitarian party we're dealing with right now. Trying to shut down your thoughts. You can't have an opinion that differs with the government. It's called misinformation or disinformation. And by God in heaven, if social media doesn't kick you off, then we'll send the freaking FBI at you. We'll send the FBI to go after you. That's your Democrat Party. That's the promise of leadership when you elect Democrats today. And I just have kind of a funny feeling, and there's a lot of polling behind it too, that Americans are just sick and damn tired of it all. And then you've got this idiotic show trial that's happening in Washington, D.C. On top of everything else, when you have to go from paying $34 to $94 to fill your car, or if you have a tractor trailer, from going to $200 to $1,000, and you've got these morons in Washington, D.C., still focusing on a president who was president 18 months ago, who they already impeached for supposedly inciting a riot on January the 6th and was cleared of all charges. A kangaroo court where only one side of the argument is being presented, and they expect to be taken seriously. And it's kind of funny because, you know, there's a very powerful person who went from zero to 60 million followers named Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is an ex-Trump affiliate, one of the few podcasts that I check out because I love what he's got to say because he's a smart guy. And it looks like Steve Bannon said, hey, if you guys want to have me come and since I'm considered the enemy of the state, according to you, and I had all this to do with the insurrection, I want to come and I want to be questioned live on camera under oath this Thursday night I will come in and do it. No holds barred. Ask me any question you want. And oddly enough, Adam Kinzinger comes out and says, well, gosh darn it, we got to delay it because there are more and more people coming forward. Now they told Steve Bannon that it was too late, that they didn't have time to get him booked and everything, and so they kind of poo-pooed it and said nothing to see here, and then delayed the hearing because more and more people are coming forward. You're being played, guys. And right now there are people who are suffering in a jail in Washington D.C. It is the Bastille. We have people in jail who've been in jail for over 500 days. For made-up charges, the FBI came out and said there was no insurrection, there were no weapons brought into the White House, there were no guns brought into the White House, there was very little damage caused, or the Capitol, I should say, very little damage. Originally, they said $100 million worth of damage, but they reopened 2 hours after the supposed riots, and everything was fine, but they went ahead and parroted that nonsense, and you've been played ever since. And the FBI did this massive sweep that is essentially taking all their eye off the ball with regard to terrorism, people to come across the border, maybe seeing all the signs of mass shootings coming in three different locations in the last couple of months, missed it all. But they're focused on going after people who went into the Capitol on January the 6th, who were literally led into the damn building. Here's one, actually. I got one right here. This is a 69-year-old grandma. Her name is, what is her name? I got it. Pam Hemphill. Now, Pam Hemphill is a former drug and alcohol counselor who's been sober for 42 years, and she also has cancer. Yeah, she's got the handkerchief over her head because she's lost all of her hair because of chemo, and she's been sentenced to prison for 60 days for walking into the U.S. Capitol. My friend Greg Kelly last night on his show on Newsmax, which you should watch. It's a great dang show. He talked to her and he said, what the heck happened? You're almost 70 years old. You got cancer and you certainly weren't there to overthrow the government and you certainly couldn't push your way into the Capitol. What exactly happened?
I personally could take responsibility. They believe I broke a law. Okay. Trespassing. I was not parading, though, because my video shows the proof. I was shoved in. I said,
it's a misdemeanor, by the way. Yeah, it's a misdemeanor. What she did is supposedly trespassing is a misdemeanor.
I go this far. I say they shoved me in. I'm going to be sitting down. You see me with the officers taking me out because I asked for help.
Yeah, she's got all this on videotape.
I didn't want to be in there unless it was legal. And see, there was an officer at the door, and I was...
How big do you feel? How big do you feel jailing an almost 70-year-old woman with cancer who didn't force her way to any... She couldn't force her way into a freaking medicine container that had a child-proof lid on it. I know this. My mom passed away last year. She was 92. All right? This woman would have a real hard time opening a peanut butter jar. It happens. It's okay. You know, when people get older, they'll ask you, hey, can you open his peanut butter jar for me? Because but this one's 69 years old. She was 67 on January the 6th, and she's going to jail for 60 days. The FBI prosecuted her, persecuted her.
Trying to get to him when they shoved me in. And so I wasn't picketing and parading, but if that's what they wanted me to plead guilty to, I thought, okay. My lawyer advised me, and that's what I completed, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah. 69 years old, cancer patient. She going to jail for trespassing for 60 days. Yeah, she's been brutalized, too, by the way. Brutalized by the government. You know, basically a judicial rectal exam for going to the Capitol to see Donald Trump speak because everybody who was at that rally, a million people strong, say that there was some chicanery with regard to the election. Oh, she has a Give, Sin, Go account. Write this down. I mean this, really. Give, Sin, Go. Give, Sin, Go. Not the other one, because they banned conservatives, like the bodega owner. Well, I don't know if he's conservative, but they banned the bodega owner in New York City who stabbed the thug after being stabbed himself and attacked. But it's Give, Sin, Go, MAGA Granny. MAGAGRANNY. MAGA Granny. Pam Hemphill, a little bit more of her being crowded into the White House, literally lifted over a barricade and then charged with trespassing.
What had happened, one officer, when they pushed the gates, The officers pulled me over the gates, okay, behind them. And then they said, go to that officer. So I did. And then that officer said, go to the other officers on the steps. So I
doesn't sound like she's trying to attack the officers or break into the Capitol, does it?
Went,
oh, and all of this is on her phone, by the way.
To the steps. And but as you see, somebody pushed me on another officer and stepped on my head, cut my knee, broke my glasses.
Probably an Antifa member, and it's been verified. They were there.
I almost got killed there, and the officer saw that and put me behind them again. And I was told by the prosecutor that I was taken away from the Capitol Police doing their job to help me.
There you go. So she was jailed for trespassing, and she was apparently in her distress being a 67-year-old woman. I don't know if she had cancer then or not. She kept the police officers from doing their job, which they didn't do on January the 6th. You know, by listening to this show, that I try to come to the microphone every day with a positive attitude, and I like to use humor to make a point when I can. I don't think we do a good job doing that. We had a lot of fun last hour with Jill Biden butchering the Spanish language and essentially insulting Latinos by, A, speaking at a Latinx conference, or Confrenex, or whatever the hell they called it, which is an insult to Latin American culture, by getting rid of the language and replacing it with it's not cisgendered, it's bat guano insane Latinx, and then butchering the language. Had a lot of fun with that last hour. But I'm just done with this nonsense. I am done with being told that what I believe is misinformation and disinformation, when all of the data and the evidence and intelligence and common sense points to otherwise, and each one of these dominoes falls again and again and again, including Hunter Biden's laptop, now where you're discovering that he was basically sex trafficking minors. Sex trafficking prostitutes over state lines and dad sending him money. Unbelievable. Honestly, unbelievable. Just when you think we've reached a new low, we go lower. Well, it's time to say no. I'm going to share with you what's happening in America's inner cities. It's been a crisis for now two generations since I started talking about it, and it's only getting worse. And unless we stop what is happening, then there is no hope. There is no hope for children who are in the middle of a war zone, born into this situation, begging to get out of it, and nobody willing to help them. 800-922-6680. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Proud to serve as the iceberg to the SS Titanic every day. It's The Rob Carson Show.
This won't happen after this election, but in 2024, when Donald Trump is the president again, they need to certainly, well, the Pete Buttigieg has got to go. He's a worthless transportation secretary. He's not doing his job. Lloyd Austin, defense secretary, is a complete tool. More focused on transgenderism in the military than our safety. Merrick Garland, our AG, who goes after CRT parents instead of, I don't know, stopping mass shootings from happening at schools. Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the DHS secretary, who has allowed the largest invasion of any country in the history of mankind to happen in our southern border, and Jennifer Granholm, our energy secretary, who doesn't know what the bleep she's talking about. We are dealing with a group of incompetent people who have the downfall of America in mind. That's what they are there here to do. This is a puppet administration. Joe Biden is a puppet. And I got to tell you, it isn't going to be good enough to say, hey, you know, I'm sorry that I voted for Joe Biden, or I'm sorry that I supported, because if you are down with anything in this administration, if you voted for Joe Biden, you need to be held accountable for it. Because if you would have just done your research, you just would have done a little extra effort, just questioned a few things, like his, I don't know, ability to talk, or the fact that nobody was coming to see him speak, or he said things that were completely outlandish. I mean, maybe that could have been, no, but everything that Donald Trump said was outlandish. Yeah, but his policies really kicked ours. It's just unbelievable. Here, Jim Jordan last night, I think he was on Fox, talking about Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, the AG of the country.
Yeah, everything will be on the table, Lauren. I want to stress everything. Think of
this was after the election.
About the weaponization of government we have seen from this Justice Department, both in a passive sense where they won't prosecute people who directly violate a statute and protest.
Yes, but you can put 69-year-old cancer patients into a jail for trespassing.
Supreme Court justice's home with the design on influencing its decision, a case pending in front of the court. And then, of course, the active weaponization of government, like what they did with parents. I mean, you think about this school board situation. Understand what happened to moms, what happened to families. They first told kids you can't go to school. They closed the schools. Then when they opened the schools, they said, we're going to teach your kids CRT. And then if as a concerned parent, you showed up at a school board meeting, they treat you as a domestic terrorist and the FBI investigates you. So much so that we've had multiple whistleblowers come forward and tell us about over 2 dozen cases where moms and dads have been investigated for that same scenario I just described.
I have had more people the last couple of days say to me that they are just done. They're so angry, they want to know what the hell's going on in the country. 107,000 people dying of drug overdoses. An overrunning of our southern border. Gas prices through the ceiling. Green energy ruining everything. Grocery prices to the point you can't afford to eat anymore. You're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore. Because unless your pay has increased, I don't know, about 100% in the last 2 years, you're not living paycheck to paycheck. You're not making it to the paycheck. And all the while, Karine Jean-Pierre is saying that everything is great. And all the while, the Democrat Party is going after its political enemies with the J6 nonsense hearings, the kangaroo court, with the DOJ going after CRT parents and January 6 protesters. Meanwhile, thousands who burned cities, thousands who attempted to burn down St. John's Historical Church and the White House run free like it's nobody's business. The country is upside down. America knows it. Here's more from Jim Jordan.
Well, they're too busy going after parents. They're too busy setting up the disinformation governance board to actually do things that we would expect them to do and do things that are direct violation of a statute, is the case with Supreme Court justices. So we can continue to highlight it, draw attention to it, ask questions, do the kind of questions, get the facts out to the American people. But in the end, it's going to be up to we the people on Election Day to change the makeup of Congress and then in 2 years change the makeup of the White House and reelect President Trump as our new president. So
What did he just say? What did he just say?
Makeup of Congress and then in 2 years change the makeup of the White House and reelect President Trump as our new president. So that's what has to happen. But in the meantime,
January 6th, the reason why the hearings keep Donald Trump from being able to run again. That's what it's all about, kids.
We're going to do everything we can to highlight just how political, just how wrong, just how much this Department of Justice attacks faith, attacks freedom, and attacks the institution of the family. We're seeing it across the board, the left going after those three key.
How do you feel about your kid coming home and saying they want to change their gender at 8 years old? And get mutilating surgery and puberty blockers? Your Democrat Party is down with that. How about aborting a baby at 9 months? How about a baby that's completely viable human being that if were allowed to be delivered would come out and its eyes would open and they do the boogie sucker and they get the mucus and all that out of its lungs and it would start crying and you'd be, oh, look, a baby. But the Democrat Party says 10 seconds before that happens, you can snip its spinal cord and let it die. That's your Democrat Party, kids. And if you voted for it, that's your problem, not mine. But I'll tell you, the problem right now is sitting in the White House, and we've got to start talking as adults about the 25th Amendment, among other things. Liz Wheeler joins us next. She's awesome, political pundit, outspoken woman, and she has, in Spanish, cojones, or as Joe Biden would say, cajonillas. Stick around. All right, so it's a Tuesday edition of the Rob Carson Show. We have a special guest on the phone. I would say Liz Wheeler, but I need to say the Liz Wheeler joins us on the phone. Liz Wheeler, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. You are one of the... I like to say that in American politics right now, a lot of the men don't have any cojones. It's the women who have the cojones. Or as Joe Biden would say, cojonillas, I think. But you are one of those people, and I think it's great. I think that there is a wonderful group of young women conservatives, well, just women conservatives in general, who really seem to be kind of directing the dialogue at this point. People like Lauren Boebert and others, and on the punditry side of the spectrum, you're one of those people. So I'm glad to have you on the show, and we have nothing to talk about today, I'm sure, right? Except for what Jill Biden.
Well, nothing except to address the ladies, gentlemen, and tacos who are listening to the program today.
All right. So this is the second foot in mouth that Jill Biden has done. She said Sisa Poidre. Now she says Bodegas, and she compares Hispanics to the diversity of tacos. What are your thoughts on this and the perception that the American people and the Latinx people, I don't like to use that term because it's stupid, I have to say about Jill Biden today?
Oh, first of all, this is a gift to us from Jill Biden's speechwriters. This is maybe the funniest thing that I've seen all week. If you haven't seen the video, I highly encourage everyone listening to this show today, go watch the video. It is just freaking hilarious. It's actually worse than Joe Biden saying rude things about minorities in our country, because Joe Biden, we do give an excuse to a certain extent because he's so old. He's obviously demented. Yeah. And so when he says things like, oh, Hispanics are more diverse than black voters are, which is an insult to black people in our country, it's an enormous insult. We give him a pass in a sense because we're like, oh, poor Joe, he's the victim of elder abuse right now. He doesn't know any better. Jill Biden is the one controlling Joe Biden, and yeah. Jill Biden should know better than to say things like that. What this does is this demonstrates what the left actually feels for minorities.
Yes.
They actually hate the people that they claim to champion. They hate the people they claim to care about. Jill Biden is so far removed from reality that she ignores the fact that Hispanic voters don't like to be called Latinx.
No.
They reject that. They are unhappy with what Joe Biden is doing for our country. And yet she just goes out there and stereotypes everyone and panders to them and assumes that they will vote Democrat because of the color of their skin and their heritage here. And it's so insulting. The good news is I don't think American Latinos, American Hispanics are falling for that anymore.
Well, they're not falling for it. I saw an approval rating of 24% a couple of weeks ago. And why would someone come to the United States for the dream that is America and vote for a party that hates America and its founding, hates the family, hates God, and loves abortion until the child is born? Who the hell in the Hispanic community, other than radical leftists, is down with all of that?
Right. And it's worse than that, because Joe Biden has been at the helm of our country during these terrible COVID lockdowns. And who did the COVID lockdowns hurt the most? It hurt hourly wage workers. It hurt families. It hurt people, religious people who wanted to go to church. I mean, we had small businesses. Our small businesses closed down during the week, and we were told we weren't allowed to go to church on the weekend. We couldn't take our children to the park. We couldn't even go outdoors without killing grandma, we were told. And people like the Bidens, Jill Biden and Joe Biden, they were not only in charge of these lockdowns, but they escaped any of the ramifications, the negative consequences of the lockdowns themselves. They are the definition of elitist.
Yes.
And so now we're facing in our country gas prices, which are exorbitant, inflation, which is through the roof. People see this increase in their paycheck, and Joe Biden tells them the economy is great, but we know that it's not, because inflation is outpacing wage growth. This is the reality that the American people are facing right now, and the people that are hurt the most by this are the minority communities that Jill Biden has the audacity to call tacos.
It is unbelievable. And I was just reading this headline this morning about, the Democrat Party creates these problems and then goes to the wrong place for the solution. It's like stepping over the body at a murder scene and saying, OK, what happened here? That kind of thing, like sending Kamala Harris to the Northern Triangle when the border is right there. But this is the headline. As most schools across the country are back in person learning, the detrimental effects of school lockdowns during the coronavirus are showing themselves in real time. High levels of student depression, developmental and academic stunting. This is a gigantic and massive tragedy that we are beginning to see manifest in behavior. I also would posit that the shootings in Buffalo, New York, and also in Uvalde were both done by men who were freshmen or sophomore in high school when these lockdowns took place. I have no doubt that that helped to cause the mental problems or exacerbated in their lives. It is the ultimate insult to create the problem and then say, oh my God, I can't believe that kids are mentally ill and developmentally stunted after all we did to them during COVID.
Well, of course. I mean, you take these children who are growing into adolescence, who are young men specifically, and maybe they're predisposed or already suffer from a serious mental health issue, and then you tell them that they have to stay inside their own home, inside their own room, and not inside their own home in a healthy nuclear family, right? That can be a perfectly healthy environment. But you're taking these young men who come from broken families, and you're putting them in a room, in a bedroom by themselves, and so their only contact with the outside world is through violent video games and through online chats. They have no father figures oftentimes in their lives, and you exacerbate that with drug use, with marijuana use. And yes, I mean, the Democrats have set up these young men for failure. They've set up our society to be vulnerable to the evil that has manifested in these children, and we as a society have allowed the degradation of the family to the point that the family used to be the bulwark against these kind of evil acts, and now they're simply no bulwark. They want to look to schools. They want to look to law enforcement. They tell us we need social programs. No, what we need is we need married moms and dads who are involved in their children's life, who regulate, obviously, drug use, but video game use and computer use, and teach their children right from wrong and insulate them with a community, religious beliefs, and family so that they when they do spiral, someone notices.
No, Liz, I got to tell you, I think you're wrong on all points there. The problem is that they're born the wrong gender. These kids are born the wrong gender is what the problem is, Liz. All of these societal ills is because they're trapped in the body of another person. That's what it's all about. Now, on a serious note, for instance, Philadelphia, two brothers aged 14 and 10 have turned themselves after fatally beating a 73-year-old man to death. Okay, these are kids. You've also got in St. Paul, Minnesota. I used to live in Minneapolis. Little toddlers, they were police agents, or they weren't police officers, but they were standing in front of the home of one of these kids, I guess, getting abused verbally by these kids using very adult language. And I noticed you posted that on Twitter this morning. Your thoughts on kids, particularly kids of color, in America's inner cities, where the murder rate is 13 times the national average. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I did post this video, and if you haven't gotten to see this video, you can go to my Twitter account. It's all over the internet right now, but watch it. I mean, these are not children. These are toddlers. This is a little girl wearing a diaper still. Yes. Otherwise, no clothes, just diapers, and they are assaulting cops. They're trying to hit cops with their fists. They're yelling curse words. They yelled F you. They they're calling the cops the B word, and honestly, when I saw this, I felt so sad. This is one of the saddest things that I've seen in a long time. My heart breaks for these children, because the reason that these children are acting in this way, that they are acting uncivilized, is because of leftist policies. It's because the left has lied to them about police officers in general, telling them that police are just agents of white supremacy. It's because of fatherlessness, because of policies that actually encourage young black people not to form nuclear families. It's the saddest thing that you'll ever see, to see these babies acting like savages when this is the result not of something arbitrary, but of deliberate political decisions made by the left. So watch the video, pray for these children, and understand that the reason that these children are acting this way is because leftist policies in inner cities actually encourage this. They're grooming these children to this type of behavior because they know that they need minorities to be this uneducated, to be this docile, to be this violent in order to ensure that they vote Democrat.
And another thing, you have the bodega worker in New York, Liz Cheney, or Liz, not Liz, Jill Biden called them bodegas, I guess. But you got a bodega worker. the SNAP card doesn't go through. He grabs the chips from the kid. The woman stabs him in the arm, then calls her boyfriend. The boyfriend comes in, roughs up the guy, and the bodega worker defends himself, stabs the thug to death. And yet the bodega worker goes to Rikers Island with a $250,000 bond, and the girlfriend has not been charged with anything. I think it's kind of a metaphor for crime in this country. I wish that Kathy Hochul, although I'm wishing against hope, that concealed carry would become the way of the day, because this nonsense would stop. But what are your thoughts on the bodega worker and the thug and his girlfriend?
I mean, it's a miscarriage of justice. Everybody, no matter your political orientation, no matter the color of your skin, no matter your gender, or any other immutable characteristic, should be outraged. If we want to live in a nation where we have a right to defend ourselves against violence and aggression, then we have to defend those who actually exercise this right to self-defense. Is this worker not allowed to defend himself when a thug is attacking him? Does he have no right to defend his life and his property? Are we going to judge his right to self-defense based on the color of the skin of his assailant? This is horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying because you can put yourself or your family member in this man's shoes. Are you not allowed to defend yourself based on the color of the skin of the individual who attacks you? Do you have to look at this through this woke leftist social justice political correctness lens before you decide whether you're allowed to save your own life? This is not a colorblind society. This is not Lady Justice weighing whether something is right or something is wrong based on the action itself. This is using essentially racialized Marxism to determine that you have one set of rights based on your color of skin and someone else has another set of rights based on their color of their skin. And that's evil.
And look what the left goes after. They go after Kyle Rittenhouse for defending himself. It was right there on video. And thank God, I think America could use about 10,000 more Kyle Rittenhouses. I do believe the America could use about 10,000 more of these bodega workers. I hate to do this, but I'm tired of people being victimized and people doing smash and grab robberies. I live in the middle of the country. I live in Kansas City area in Johnson County, Kansas, where concealed carry and open carry is, I mean, you see it everywhere. Guess how many smash and grab robberies we had last year? None. Absolutely none. None of this nonsense exists there. But Kathy Hochul will do her very best to keep people from concealed carrying. But let's move on to a couple of other things here. Let me ask you about your generation. You are a millennial. I am a Generation Xer. I like to call us the last analog generation. All right? As far as your generation, when I started writing for Rush Limbaugh and I was 23 years old, and people were calling my generation slackers, like we were lazy or something. I wasn't a slacker. I busted my butt. I was a conservative. I busted my butt. All of that. What about your generation? What do you suppose your generation is becoming wise to this, or are they not getting this? I'd like to know from your generation's perspective where you are swimming in this sea of radical leftism.
Well, listen, I think there's an interesting or an important distinction that needs to be made between the millennial generation and generation and those younger, right?
Okay, yeah, Gen Z. Yep.
Because the millennials right now are in their 30s and 40s.
Yes.
So we're not spring break partying right now. We're not the college kids. That's actually a generation younger than me.
Yeah.
So in those who are in their 30s and 40s, it is very interesting because many of us, and of course I am not included in this because I resisted the radical leftist indoctrination, but many in my generation were subject to indoctrination and brainwashing.
Yes.
not just at the university level, but at the high school level and at the grade school level. And as a result of that, a lot of people fall prey to this idea of a technocracy, that you defer to the experts and you listen to the experts.
Yes.
And you obey the experts without question because they are the experts, that we have no qualification to critically think and make decisions for ourselves. I reject that, but I feel that a lot of my generation is actually facing that. I will say, I think that there's going to be a little bit of a come to Jesus moment that my generation is facing as the interest rates are going up, as we face inflation, as we see gas prices go up, as, you know, we have now been paying taxes for the last decade.
Yes.
And we're starting to see the ramifications of some of the practical, the kitchen table policies that will impact my generation differently than Gen Z. Gen Z has no idea of reality because they're not homeowners. They don't own cars. They don't have credit cards.
Yeah.
They're just still, you know, living under daddy's roof, or at least on daddy's credit card. But my generation is starting to see the light, at least on the financial issues. The social issues, we still have a really long way to go.
Yeah, you mentioned a come to Jesus moment. Jill Biden would call that a come to Jesus moment, by the way. Just want to write that down, you know. Hey, I really appreciate you joining me on the show. Liz, there are a lot of people that I weed through, and very few that I, as far as pundits, that I stop and go, I want to hear what that person says. You are one of those people. You really are. I enjoy your content. I really, like this morning, exemplified the clarity of thought that is just, I mean, top notch. I really appreciate you joining on the show. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here, and I would love to have you again.
Wow, thank you so much. That's the highest compliment you can pay me, and I really do feel that deeply. If anyone else wants to watch the show, you can join us at LizWheelerShow.com or, you know, wherever you listen to your podcasts, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
You bet, and in the words of Joe Biden, adios. Have a great day. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
If you're down with trigger warnings, you might want to listen to something else. It's The Rob Carson Show.
Here is the video I've been talking about, the audio of the video. Shocking footage that has emerged of toddlers repeatedly hitting a Minnesota police officer who was at the toddler's residence to arrest a murder suspect. The toddler called the officer the B word. You will hear that uncensored. Don't be offended. Telling his colleague to shut the F up. These are 2 and 3 year old children. For all of my broadcast career, I have been talking about the crisis in the inner city communities with regarding children of color, and how the family has disintegrated. In the inner city, 60, 70, 80% of babies are aborted. 85% of families do not have fathers in the home. And the crime rate is off the charts. And I've heard this time and time again, but now we have this. These are children being taught by their awful, awful parents or parent to do this to the police. That's the same attitude that we're seeing in viral videos at malls around the country, or I don't know, when 13 or 14 year olds and 10 year olds beat to death a 73 year old man in Philadelphia. That's a two. That's a 2 year old. Let's hear that again. Unbelievable. Let's go to Homer in Rising Sun, Maryland. Hello there, Homer, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Your thoughts, please.
I tell you, the Democrats are really going nuts here. But yeah. The thing that's got me really upset, I heard the other day, it's like the old movie Soylent Green.
Yes.
Which was about people starving, and they have to eat this green substance. It's called Soylent Green.
Yes.
And
spoiler alert, it was people. Go ahead.
In Highland, of all places, they have a big revolution going over there because they're trying to shut down farms because they're taking up too much room.
Yeah,
you got
Homer. They're doing the same thing in the Midwest. I reported yesterday because I have a lot of friends in Southwest Iowa and North Dakota, South Dakota. They're doing the same thing here. Now, next hour, I'm going to touch on that and also what's happening in Sri Lanka because I think it's coming here. You got 20 seconds. Go right ahead. Finish up.
Well, Bill Gates is another idiot.
Oh, yes.
I'm sick, I'm tired of, because he's out there telling people to eat bugs and just grow the scum on top of water to eat. And this is what they're trying to force down our throats. Well, you know damn well they're shutting down these farms for a reason. Bill Gates is buying up all this farmland. Yeah. All this stuff is going to be a big problem in the future.
All right, Homer, I got to run, but I told you last year it was going to be, if it wasn't COVID, it was going to be fuel, and then it was going to be food. That's the next crisis. I'm not kidding. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. Toddlers who use that kind of language to police officers are being brainwashed by the bad examples that live in their homes. I've been talking about fostering and adopting children for 30 years of my career. And honestly, if the Democrat Party isn't going to help these kids, then by God, we've got to find a way to do it. Because there are a lot of children of color who are being victimized by a political party, a political movement that is serving them a giant disservice and offering them nothing but anger, resentment, and an early grave. Coming up, what's going on in Sri Lanka? Also, that 10-year-old rape victim from Indiana went to Ohio for the abortion. Yeah, probably didn't happen. I've got more audio from that on the last hour of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Hour number three of the Rob Carson Show, and I would say we've saved the best for last, but no, the whole thing is the best. Gosh darn it, that's what I'm saying. Let's start things off this hour the same way we did at the beginning of the show with Jill Biden, who slaughtered the Hispanic language, the Spanish language, at a conference that insults Hispanics. It's called the Latinx Inclusión Conference.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, only something as condescending as a Democrat liberal white woman would do something so insulting and not realize it. Just completely oblivious to it. The Bodegas. Yeah, the Bodegas, and you guys are diverse, just like your breakfast tacos. You are very industrious people. Seriously, I was talking to our worker the other day. I think his name is Josie or something. It's Jose, and he was out there, and he had the leaf blower on and everything, and I was waving at him, and I'm like, hi, Latinx, my man. You're not a Latino. You're a Latinx. Hi, yeah. Welcome to America. We expect your vote, even though we hate God and we love abortion. Yeah. Welcome to America. Adios. I got to go back in the Mesa or the Casa or whatever the hell it is that we live in here. That's the Democrat Party. There you go. They literally want to change the name of Latinos and Latinas to Latinx and an Inclusión conference in San Antonio. I mean, this is as bad. What do you do next? I shudder to think, what if Jill Biden was in charge of the next NAACP meeting? What sort of insulting crap you'd get there? I'd love to see the food selection. I have a funny feeling she'd accidentally make it really racist. But that's your Democrat Party. That's your Democrat Party. We'll do all the heavy lifting. You just pay us your taxes and vote for us. You little brown people. Yes. Fantastic. Oh, and I haven't spoken a lot about this because maybe I'm a little more excited than most because I'm a science geek. When I do read books, they're generally about astronomy, astrophysics, stuff like that. I don't know why. I just like it, you know, because, you know, I guess possibly because of my upbringing. My mother was a brilliant, brilliant woman. Very, very devoted Catholic and an intellectual and someone who embraced all cultures, all flavors, all philosophies. Amazing woman. Amazing. She would, I come home from school in fourth grade. I'm like, why are these short-sleeved, white short-sleeved guys with neckties and bikes parked outside sitting at our breakfast table talking with my mom? I said, Mom, what's this? Well, Jehovah's Witnesses. And after they leave, I'm like, why did you have those? She goes, I wanted to talk philosophy with them. I said, well, they were trying to convert you. She goes, well, they're not going to convert me, but let's have a discussion. That's my mom. It was brilliant, 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 brilliant. And so I think about things that are bigger than me, and most things are. And this unbelievable telescope, this new James Webb telescope that is about 1 million miles from Earth, and yesterday gave us a peek at the beginning of the universe. Now, the pictures that you saw are the oldest pictures you've ever seen in your life, even though they were just taken yesterday. Because that deep field that they showed with all of the galaxies and whatnot, that light is 13 billion years old. So that happened 13 billion years ago. You're looking back in past 13 billion years. You are very close to touching the hand of God. It's remarkable that according to, you know, people like Bill Maher, we're an accident, right? We're just an accident. He says that life is overrated. Intellectuals feel like, oh, there is no God. We know everything. You don't know. D word for Richard when it comes to the universe. You cannot tell me that the concept of God is stranger than the concept of a quark. So if you'd like to argue religion and philosophy with me, bring it. Because I have a religious take to this glorious picture of deep space. I absolutely believe this universe was intelligently designed. Because only intelligence could create such idiocy on the Earth like the Democrat Party. Okay, maybe that wasn't a good segue. But you live to see it, man. You live to see it. And it only costs $10 billion, literally one-fifth of the money that we've wasted in Ukraine, to see the beginnings of the universe. It's pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. Okay, so, you know, we had that story it, out of nowhere that came out of Indiana. We heard that right after Roe v. Wade was rescinded, because, you know, court cases can be upheld and they can be rescinded. And it happens all the time. But, of course, you knew the left was going to go bat guano crazy about it. And so, oddly enough, this very convenient story with a worst case scenario about abortion and having to travel to another state as a 10-year-old raped by a father or a male relative suddenly came just that same week. Kind of weird how that. Here's the president talking about it.
10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life.
Yeah, terminated the presidency, he said. She had to leave and terminate the presidency.
To seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people would like to terminate the presidency right now with the 25th Amendment. Oh, Lauren Boebert said that. She said to terminate the presidency, and she had the FBI called on her. Anyway, an abortion doctor at the heart of the hashtag She's 10 viral horror story. It's hashtag She's 10. Apparently accused of failing to report underage abortions. Dr. Caitlin Bernard loves the spotlight. Even though she said that a 10-year-old was raped and had to go to another state to get the abortion, they could find no corroborating evidence of it. Yeah. Bernard is under fire for making up the story or not reporting a child rape to authorities. But some digging into Bernard uncovered that she is has been in exactly this same kind of trouble before. Indiana's Right to Life audited termination of pregnancy reports that are public records in 2018 and found that 9 abortion clinics allegedly failed to report underage abortions to the health department as required by law. Bernard was one of them. Some of the girls under 16 years old who had abortions that weren't reported to the DCS were as young as 12 and 13. The alleged 48 instances of failure to report occurred since July 1st, 2017. Yeah. State of Indiana requires that all abortions performed on girls under the age of 17 be reported to the health department and social services within 3 days. Bernard and some of her colleagues don't think that's important or necessary to make sure the girls on whom they perform abortions get justice against rapists. Now, here is the AG of the state of Ohio. He's looking into this because, you know, when a 10-year-old gets raped, generally AGs get pretty concerned about it and launch criminal investigations into it. Here he is appearing last night. I believe this was on Fox News.
And we work closely with we have a decentralized law enforcement system in Ohio, but we have regular contact with prosecutors and local police and sheriffs.
Pardon the audio. They had a little cracking up. It's nothing to do with what's happening right now. It happened last night.
Or anywhere. Something maybe even more telling, Jesse, is my office runs the state crime lab. Any case like this, you're going to have a rape kit. You're going to have biological evidence. And you would be looking for DNA analysis, which we do most of the DNA analysis in Ohio. There is no case request for analysis.
Doesn't matter. The story's good enough. You got to perpetuate the lie. That's what the Democrat Party does. That's what mainstream media does. And that's, of course, what big social media does. Here is the AG of Ohio, Dave Yost, again, with regard to the 10-year-old supposedly raped in Indiana, had to go to Ohio for an abortion.
That's correct. Now, the doctor in Indiana isn't in our jurisdiction, obviously. We don't know who the originating doctor in Ohio was, if they even exist. But the bottom line is, it is a crime.
I was mistaken. She came from Ohio to Indiana.
You're a mandated reporter to fail to report. It's also the fact.
This is the Ohio AG.
The fact that in Ohio, the rape of a 10-year-old means life in prison. I know our prosecutors and cops in this state.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious crime.
There's not one of them that wouldn't be turning over every rock in their jurisdiction if they had the slightest hint that this had occurred there.
Yeah, like so many other things, you're being played. Except for this time, they can't say misinformation or disinformation. They're doing their very best on Facebook to ban videos about this, ban posts about this and whatnot. Here is a little bit more from the AG of Ohio, Dave Yost.
Speaking of hoaxes, though, can I correct something that everybody's reporting wrong nationally?
Sure.
Ohio's heartbeat law has a medical emergency exception, broader than just the life of the mother. This young girl, if she exists and if this horrible thing actually happened to her, breaks my heart to think about it, she did not have to leave Ohio to find treatment.
It's like they almost made something up, you know, to distract from something else. It's kind of weird that way, right? Whole lot of that going on in this country, you know? Making up an insurrection to cover up the theft of an election. You know, lying about Hunter Biden's laptop and saying it was disinformation or misinformation or Russia. Saying that Russia collusion between Donald Trump existed, but it never did. So you may just make up stories for a couple of years. This is not outside the template. In fact, it is the template of the Democrat Party. And honestly, wow. You guys are so ungodly, dysfunctional, intellectually and morally broken. There is no choice after this November and certainly after 2024 for other than the Democrat Party to become introspective and look at the evil that they have become, or just start over again and blow up the party figuratively. If you want evidence of it, I'll share Liz Warren here in a second. If you didn't hear her, because she's going after these pregnancy crisis centers that do nothing but good. And I played this earlier. This is Dr. Paging Dr. Mengele stuff. I'm going to explain to you what these crisis pregnancy centers do. And then we'll revisit the floating abortion clinic that the one doctor is considering. The death boat is what we're calling it. That's all coming up. The number here is 800-922-6680. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
If the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party say you spread disinformation, it means you know the truth.
The important is you said the truth.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
All right, kids, you ready for a little more Spanish lesson here? I want you to repeat after me, and then I'll tell you what it means. Okay, here we go. And I don't speak Spanish. I speak French. So pardon me. I have an excuse, unlike Jill Biden. Well, Jill Biden doesn't speak Spanish either, obviously. Here we go. El Partido Demócrata miente en cualquier, cosa para conseguir tu voto. I butchered it like Jill Biden, but here's what it means. The Democrat Party will lie about anything to get your vote. And I think that's, I would venture to say that that's pretty true at this point, to be quite honest. It's pretty darn true at this point that the Democrat Party will lie to you about just about everything. And do it in bad Spanish. This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
Jill Biden doesn't know Spanish. No, she doesn't know Spanish language at all. She sounds really stupid. Beautiful Jill, like Peggy Hill.
She can't pronounce bodega.
Bodega.
Instead, she said boquetas or something like that.
Something.
Jill can't speak Spanish.
La Bumble.
I wish she'd vanish with her breakfast tacos. Jill is loco. Stay out of SoCo. Why did you offend us? Why the hell did you even show up when you don't respect us?
Now you're Latinx.
It's on Jill. We had our fill.
Yeah, very much.
Just go away. In D.C. stay.
Adios.
You have no class.
Hasta la vista.
A doctor, my
That is... Jim Gossett, two S's and two T's. JimGossettComedy.com. That's what they call turnaround time, kids. When you can send an idea. I sent the idea this literally as the show began. I wrote Jim Gossett. I said, "Hey, we should do a parody of La Bamba. Call it La Bumble and make it about Joe Biden." What did he do? Not only did he write the thing, he produced it. Kaboom, kaboom. There's a reason why this is one of the... Actually, it's the fastest-growing talk radio program in America right now. I know, because most of them aren't. Kind of weird that way. So if you would, and you want to hear the podcast of the show, it's called The Rob Carson Show Podcast. So all you got to do is just go to newsmaxtv.com/podcast, and you'll see it right there. And you can subscribe to the podcast. You'll hear the whole show today, including Liz Wheeler, including La Bumble right there that Jim Gossett did, and then all the other stuff that we talked about today. So, again, it's NewsmaxTV.com/podcast. Subscribe to the Rob Carson Show podcast and leave a five-star review. So here's Liz Warren the other day, and this is evil. I'm not going to have a filter on this. Because if you believe this, then you would have most certainly lived in one of those cute little villages right next to those Jewish summer camps in Germany. And you would have went, huh, it's kind of weird we have this gray snow falling in the summertime. I won't question anything because I believe our leaders. Oh, I mean that 100%. She went after, for the sake of supporting unbridled abortion in our country, she went after people who basically live their lives in poverty to save the unborn. Here is this awful, awful woman who just happens to be a senator.
Senator Warren also taking aim at pregnancy crisis centers.
Here in Massachusetts, these so-called crisis pregnancy centers outnumber genuine abortion clinic.
Yay, babies!
By 3-1.
She says women walk into the centers believing they'll get abortions. Instead, they try to talk women out of it.
Very rarely. When you go, in fact, I would say never. When you go into an abortion crisis center, they never put like the Wile E. Coyote, you'll paint a tunnel on the wall there and you'll run smack dab into it. It doesn't say, come in and get your abortion. We'll even pay for it. Nothing like that. It says abortion crisis center or something like that. And then when you go in, you know, you're not going to, you know, just be steered right toward abortion like they do at Planned Parenthood.
Calls it a bait and switch.
They are giving it over to people who wish them harm. And that has to stop. We need to put a stop to that in Massachusetts right now.
Man, she's got some beady little eyes behind those glasses. Crisis pregnancy centers have saved 800,000 babies just since 2016. Elizabeth Warren wants to shut them down. Now, in 2021, there are 3,000 pregnancy centers in the United States. Here are some of the things they do. There are 800 abortuaries nationwide. 8 in 10 crisis pregnancy centers have free ultrasounds. 486,000 free ultrasounds have been performed since 2019. 731,000 pregnancy tests free. 967 free consultations with new clients. 810 locations offer STD testing. 563 locations offer STD on-site testing. 21,600 clients attend after-abortion support and recovery sessions. 2,500 locations offer material assistance such as baby items, including diapers. But you know what? Screw these people. Screw these people. Liz Warren, just screw them. You'd much rather have those kids like in St. Paul who have an attempted murderer or a murder suspect in the house and mom teaching them how to say F the police and call the police bitch. Right? Isn't that what Liz Warren wants? Isn't that the promise of the Democrat Party? Isn't that the promise? Warren has a new bill, and charities could be fined $100,000 or 50% of their revenues earned by the ultimate parent entitlee of the charity for violating the act's prohibition on disinformation related to abortion, meaning she says that people are being lied to when they go to crisis pregnancy centers. This is beyond just misguided. This is evil. And I have been called everything in the world because I'm a conservative. But I know evil when I see it. And when you go after something as good as a crisis pregnancy center in this fashion, where you'd find them out of existence for saving a baby's life, you need mental help. And you need to be booted from office. Let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show. Last hour of the show, we've got a lot of stuff we need to get to before the end of the show. Dick Morris has a new book. It's called The Return, and it is basically Trump's secret plan for 2024. His real reason for running and his coming surprise announcement. I've met Dick Morris, had a chance to have dinner. I was very blessed. It was one of the biggest moments of my life. I was invited to have dinner with Donald Trump. And Dick Morris was there, and Mike Huckabee and others were there, and I got a chance to speak to Dick at length, and he's familiar with my work, I'm familiar with his work, and he has a real insider perspective you're not going to get anywhere else, and also life experience. That's kind of cool as well. The Return is in bookstores everywhere. You can check out the free offer from Newsmax, all right? You could save yourself about $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. Okay, so thereturn911.com. Do that today, and just follow the instructions there. You'll get a copy of that number one bestseller. How's that sound? The Return in bookstores, or free if you go to thereturn911.com. All right, so I was just putting up on Twitter and on my social media the 69-year-old grandmother who has breast cancer and is undergoing chemo, who's been charged with trespassing and found guilty of, she pled guilty to trespassing at the Capitol on January the 6th, even though she was shoved in. It's on tape. She was shoved in, and then she approached a police officer for help, and she ended up in the Capitol, and she's going to jail for 2 months, despite the fact that she's almost 70 years old and she has breast cancer. Give, send, go, Mega Granny with a Y. Give, send, go, Mega Granny, if you want to help out. Right now, she only got $2,500. They need $100,000 for her to turn her life around so that she can get out and battle cancer. We are dealing with so many just evil people in Washington, D.C. Dear God in heaven. Unbelievable. You may recall a few months ago before the, I think it was before the 8.6% inflation rate was announced, Jen Psaki said that wait till tomorrow, there will be a highly elevated inflation figure coming. Exactly the same thing that Jen Psaki said then. Well, now Corinne Jean-Pierre said in a presser yesterday that the upcoming Consumer Price Index report will have a highly elevated headline figure, which means that you're going to get screwed, and you're already being screwed. You just don't know how bad. I know, because, you know, I go to the grocery store. I try to, you know, provide for my family. I'm able to do so. And I see things every day that I, when I'm at the grocery store or at Sam's Club or whatever, I go, oh, my God. And all I can think about is, how do people live in a mobile home? Barely scraping by on $25,000 a year. When you're bringing home, I don't know, $2,000 a month, that'd actually be more than if you were making $25,000 a year. Let's say $30,000 a year. And all of a sudden it costs $94 to fill your car. It's unbelievable. Press secretary said that June CPI data is already out of date because energy prices have come down substantially. No, they haven't, and are expected to fall further. Really? I don't think so. Because, you see, the president of the United States just went to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil, even though we're sitting on oceans of it. And everybody knows it. And everybody knows that this is a crisis being created by our government and by many in the world who think that you eat too much and you live too high on the hog. But the elites and corporatists around the world and the world's leading elites who go to Davos and things like that, they should be rich, and you'll feast off the crumbs. An uprising fueled by green madness. Let the West beware. The anarchic scenes from Sri Lanka are a lesson for all governments in pursuing an economically illiterate agenda, according to Mark Almond. The anarchic scenes in Sri Lanka are enough to make the blood of any world leader run cold. President Rajapaksa's residence overrun by furious protesters, crowds cavorting on his four-poster bed in his swimming pool and gym, sections of the prime minister's home in flames. In 2019, the president pledged to transform Sri Lanka into an organic nation within a decade, reducing and eventually banning chemical fertilizer, herbicides, and insecticides. Now, that's happened in the United States. Did you know that? They're doing it right here. But by making the price of crude so ungodly high and making us depending on other countries, the fertilizer made from fossil fuels is not being manufactured, and what is being sold has gone up in price dramatically. And I got a note from someone from lovely Pottawatomie County, Iowa, where I grew up. And she said their field's sitting empty right now. Farmers can't afford the fertilizer to put the crops in the ground. And by the way, it's too late for corn and beans. Certainly too late for winter wheat. I know this because I grew up on a farm. And this is going to mean a food crisis. And I said this last year. It'll be COVID. When COVID goes away, and it has, Americans are saying no to COVID. They're saying no to this this vaccinating your kid thing. The 1.4% of Americans with kids 5 and under have decided to get the vaccine for their child because they know your child doesn't need it. It's nonsense. But this is what happened. 2020 COVID struck, hollowing out Sri Lanka's finances, causing its vital tourism industry to grind to a halt, and the immediate ban on all chemical fertilizer caused outrage to the 2 million farmers who live there, making it impossible to do business, and now they're raising hell. And now they are storming the castle. Have fun storming the castle! Here is Glenn Beck. Now, normally, when Glenn first hit the scene, I was like, dang, this guy is amazing, and he's a brilliant guy. Sometimes a little morose, but a brilliant guy with some great observations. So I don't want to discount. He's a wunderkind as far as talk radio is concerned and thought. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. I don't feature a lot of his stuff because, he's Glenn Beck. He does his own show. But he had some things to say about what's happening in Sri Lanka, and me, coming from my agrarian roots and seeing things through the lens of that and what I see and what I hear and common sense and life experience, I know that there's a lot of things that are going to hit the fan very soon. Here's Glenn Beck talking about what's happening in Sri Lanka.
You might not be familiar with the island nation of Sri Lanka other than its name, but it is the foreshadowing, dark foreshadowing of things to come in this great reset-bound world. 22 million people inhabit Sri Lanka. 22 million people are now struggling to survive. They're now facing the worst economic crisis they have ever encountered.
Well, that sounds kind of familiar, don't it?
Since declaring independence in 1948. The government is now all but bankrupt. They're in default on...
And we've got $30 trillion in debt and spending.
...on foreign debt. They can't afford critical imports to sustain their people. Medicine has now become too expensive or scarce to get a hold of. Fuel prices on this little island are out of control. It began to spiral out of control as long lines formed at gas stations. Then violent brawls would sometimes break out between people and the military and the police holding them back. Food prices skyrocketed.
It's all happening here, guys. You know it as well as I do. All of that is happening here. And then you combine it with the societal ills that have been created by the Democrat Party and their woke agenda and dividing us in every way, shape, and form. And Soros-funded DAs around the country allowing murderers or attempted murderers to go free while people defending themselves go to jail. It's happening right here. That's what this madness is all about.
Food prices became unsustainable when gas went through the roof. Now Sri Lanka is on the brink of chaos. Videos have emerged of starving and desperate people attacking others out in the street.
Baby formula. Anybody, baby formula.
Everything culminated this weekend as thousands of angry rioters stormed the presidential palace and force the resignation of their leader.
I don't know if you knew this, but in the United States of America, 2% of the population feed 40% of the world. And then, of course, you got the Netherlands. They're second behind us. And tens of thousands of farmers are protesting, blocking traffic, and their store shelves are bare.
So what happened? Well, the usual crap that we hear from the overlords in Davos, and it was all described in that WEF article. Sri Lanka was to concentrate on a social economy, spending millions in the transformation to a new kind of capitalism. They would,
or a new kind of energy.
Double down on green energy.
Yep.
Any of this sound familiar?
Yep.
How about this? Sri Lanka cut taxes, but also didn't cut spending.
Huh.
In fact, in order to fuel the great reset of their economy, they began printing cash at unprecedented levels.
Build back better.
Because they had a green economy they just had to serve. And because everything went green and they needed it right now, they upended their farming and agricultural production. Any of this sound familiar to anyone?
I'm hearing it from farmers. A friend of my sister's, she and her husband own a farm, and a couple years ago they decided to buy diesel when it was $2 a gallon. I'm glad they did. They are glad they did. They bought it for about $1.85 a gallon is what she told me. I think they bought 6,000 or 8,000 gallons. They got enough to make it through this season. And that's the only thing that it would get them through this season, because if they had to pay $5 fuel, they wouldn't have put crops in the ground. Here's a little more from Glenn Beck.
Now, the World Economic Forum said it was going swimmingly. They said, quote, the plan is delivering impressive results.
Yes, because the world's elites are still fat and happy while the rest of us have empty store shelves and face starvation.
The current government has created 460,000 jobs. So you know the government doesn't create jobs.
No, they never have.
The current government created 460,000 jobs, helped more than 260,000 families secure a home.
Sure.
Strong progress is being made. The government is also invested to generate green energy and provide water resources for agro-production. You see, look at all of the things when you just decide to build back better.
That's right. All you got to do is buy a $56,000 car. And you've got to convert everything to electric, even though there are no combines and tractors and fishing boats and road graders and bulldozers and everything. One more comment from Glenn Beck.
One by one, the experiment fails. Nations fall, thousands, sometimes millions die or starve to death.
This is the way socialism always works. It left 100 million people in graves last century.
And they never say, well, crap, geez, that was our fault. They say it wasn't done right. Well, they didn't check all of the boxes. Whatever the excuse is, it's never their fault. They observe the ashes from afar, and then they double down and try it again. Remember what they did to Sri Lanka the next time you hear Klaus Schwab say, now is time for great reset. Whenever you hear him say that, whenever you hear about Build Back Better, whenever you hear about our agricultural industry needing to go green, whenever you hear about how Russia is causing the gas prices, I want you to think Sri Lanka. Remember, Biden and John Kerry say, we just have a few short years to get this done in America.
That's right.
Yeah.
They use fear. They use intimidation. They use threats. They say the world is going to end in 12 years, then 9 years, all based on nonsense. And 88% of the American people say the country is headed in the wrong direction because of this. So we can become Sri Lanka, or we can say not only no, but bleep no. I think we're ready to say bleep no. I think we are. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
If the left tells you to quiet down, get louder. It's The Rob Carson Show.
So Sri Lanka told its farmers that you couldn't use fertilizer. That is the most affordable way to grow crops. They had to switch to organic fertilizer, which is, of course, crap. Yeah. Well, not enough crap, even with Washington, D.C. around, to fertilize the world's farmlands. So basically, the government said to farmers, here's a round room. Go whiz in the corner. That's what socialists do. They say, wave their hand. They say, make it so. In the 6 months following the fertilizer ban, domestic production collapsed 20%, prices rose 50%. The tea crop was also devastated, the country's most important export, and from which the lost revenue outweighed any savings made by not important importing fertilizers. Farmers in Italy, Germany, Poland have been objecting with increasing anger to the destructive green pressure inflicted by their governments. Amsterdam has pledged to halve the use of nitrogen, nitrogen compounds in animal manure and ammonia fertilizers by 2030, requiring a 30% reduction in livestock. And the world's farmers who feed you and me say no. And then on top of everything else, out of nowhere, the government of the state of New York and the city of New York decides to run a PSA for if there's a nuclear holocaust. Just out of nowhere. I don't know where that came from. We were just sitting around. We were just thinking, you know, the COVID and the stuff. Let's go ahead and do a PSA for the possibility of a nuclear holocaust. Yeah, here's the PSA.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how.
Other than that, how's your day?
Or why? Just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember.
First, before the flash, kiss your butt goodbye.
Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option.
This is the same as a tornado, by the way. I live in Tornado Alley. They say the same thing. Yeah, no, nuclear holocaust, tornado.
You need to get into a building and move away from the windows.
Again, tornado.
Step two.
Yes.
Stay inside.
Of course.
Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible.
Closet or bathtub, as you are completely evaporated with flame.
If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body.
There's no reason why the New York would do a PSA like this with Iran selling its advanced drone technology to Russia and spinning centrifuges funded by America, you know, to create nuclear weapons. Other than that, this is just something we do. We just do PSAs.
Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information.
Provided they haven't been disintegrated.
Information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official.
Yeah, none of this will actually mean anything with the electromagnetic pulse caused by a nuclear bomb.
Alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe.
And the zombies are sleeping.
All right, you've got this.
Okay, there you go. So other than that, nothing to see here. Just nothing to see here at all. Yeah. Let's take a break, come back and wrap things up. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
Heat, duck, and cover, duck, and cover. He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover.
I think that was a little better than the PSA that the New York City Emergency Management Department put out. I wasn't alive for the duck and cover days. That was a little bit before me, back in the 50s. But the New York Emergency Management Department did a video on a nuclear attack. Just because, you know, because they could have done it last year or the year before. But they chose today. I don't know. That's going to do it for the show, guys. Do me a favor, will ya? If you want to check out the podcast, including today's appearance by Liz Wheeler, who's spectacular, absolutely wonderful political pundit. She was on the show. Also, some of the new satire that me and Jim Gossett have come up with. Just go to NewsmaxTV.com/podcast. The podcast is now the entire show. It used to be about a half hour. Now it's the entire show, shortened up, tightened up. It's awesome. Share it with others. NewsmaxTV.com/podcast for full details. And Leba, 5-star review. God bless you guys. Have a glorious day. I will be back tomorrow, Wednesday. In the meantime, don't catch the stupid. I'll see you then.
Welcome. Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.